continuing the reading of The Two Bears and Other Addresses to Children. Dear children, I have told you how to seek the Lord. Ask yourselves, each one of you, before you go any further, do I really seek Him? But our text tells us something about those who seek Jesus Christ. And what is it? It says, they shall find Him. The Lord promises, they that seek Me shall find Me. How sweet it is to hear that. Think how disagreeable it would be to seek and seek all our lives and have our trouble for nothing and never find Him. But the Lord says, they shall find Me. Now I want to tell you what this finding means. We shall not see Him with our eyes, for He is sitting at God's right hand in heaven and not on earth, and yet we are told we shall find Him. How can this be? Let me tell you. You will find the Lord's presence in your own hearts and minds. You will feel something within you as if the Lord Jesus Christ was sitting by you and taking care of you and putting His arm around you and smiling upon you and speaking kindly to you. Just as a blind person feels brighter and happier when the sun is shining pleasantly on him, though he cannot see it, so you and I, if we seek Jesus Christ in earnest, shall soon feel our hearts lighter and happier, and something within us will make us know that we have found Him. Dear children, it is sweet and comfortable indeed when we feel that we have really found Jesus Christ. Oh, that you may never give up seeking until you have found Him. And you will find Him, I know, if you seek on, for He is not far off. He is very near every one of us. He is waiting for us to call upon Him. When you have found Him, you will feel as if you have got a sure friend in whom you can trust. A friend who will always love you, always watch over you, always take care of you, always be good to you, never fail you. When you have found Him, you will feel as if you had got strength and power to walk in God's ways, strength to keep yourself from bad words and bad company, strength to do things which please God. When you have found Him, you will feel as if you had got a pleasant comforter living in your heart. You will be far more happy and cheerful and content than you were before. Little things will not put you out as they used to do. You will not be afraid of sickness or pain or death. Dear children, how delightful it will be to feel all this. Try, all of you, do try to find Jesus Christ. And now there is only one thing more in our text that I want to talk to you about. Only one little word. But that little word is so very important that I dare not pass it over. It is the word early. They that seek Me early, the Lord Jesus Christ says, they are those that shall find Me. Dear children, that word early was meant particularly for yourselves. Seeking Jesus Christ early means seeking Jesus Christ when you are quite young, and that is just what I want you all to do. Children, the Lord sends a message to you this very day by my mouth. He says He should like you to begin seeking Him at once. Now, do remember, all of you, you cannot begin seeking Jesus too soon. Seeking early is the safest way. Children may be young and healthy, but no children are too young and healthy to die. For death is very strong. He can soon make the healthiest of you pine away and make your rosy cheeks pale and sickly. And death is very cruel. He does not mind whom he takes away out of families, and he will not wait for anyone to get ready. He will take you just when he pleases. I think quite as many young persons die as old ones. I see the names of quite as many young people as old on the gravestones. Children, you would not like to die without having sought the Lord at all. Oh, remember, seeking early is the safest way. And then, besides this, seeking early is the happiest way. Surely, if it is so pleasant to have Jesus Christ for a friend, the sooner you have Him for a friend, the better. You cannot think how happy a child's life goes on when his ways please the Lord. Everything seems bright and cheerful. Lessons seem more easy, and play seems more pleasant. Friends seem more kind, and trouble seems less troublesome. And everything in life seems more smooth. Dear children, I want you to enjoy all this. Then make haste and delay not to seek the Lord. And last of all, seeking early is the easiest way. When you and I have got a great deal of work to do, you know there is nothing like beginning in good time. Now, this is just what you should do about your souls. You should begin in good time to seek Him who alone can save them. People that have got work to do that must be finished before dark, take care to get up early in the morning. So should you, dear children, in working about your souls. You should seek the Lord in the morning of life, and get your work done before the night of death cometh, when none can work. Every year you put it off, you will find it harder work, more to be done, and less time to do it. Every year you will find your hearts more stubborn, more unwilling to do what is right. Now they are like young trees, so soft and tender, that by the Lord's help you may bend them any way. In a few years they will be like strong, thick trees, so tough and well-rooted, that nothing but a mighty wind can shake them. Dear children, begin to seek the Lord at once. I want you to have as few difficulties as possible in your journey to heaven. Consider these things. Consider these things well, and begin early to seek the Lord. It is the safest way, the happiest way, the easiest way. Try to be like Obadiah, who feared the Lord from his youth. Try to be like our blessed Lord Jesus Christ himself, who grew up in favor with God and man. Think of the day when Jesus Christ shall come again to this world. He means to come again in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will come very suddenly, in an hour when no man thinketh, like a thief in the night. He will gather together all who love him and take them home to his Father's house to be forever happy. He will leave behind all the idle and wicked and unbelieving persons who have not sought him, to be wretched and miserable forever. Dear children, Jesus Christ might come very soon. We do not know how soon. How sad it would then be to see others taken up to heaven and ourselves left behind. How dreadful to feel, I might have been taken up too, but I would not seek the Lord. Think, too, of the great day of judgment, when all of us shall stand before God and give account of our works. Some of the people who are saved will say then, I never began to seek Jesus Christ till I was 40 years old, and I wasted away more than half my life. Others will say, I never began to seek Him till I was 20, and I wasted many years of my life. But some will be able to say, I sought the Lord when I was quite young, and I can hardly remember the time when I did not try to love Him. Dear children, how pleasant it will be for those people to think this! How sweet to feel that they gave the first days of their lives, as well as the last, to Jesus Christ! How glorious they will appear who have loved their Savior in the beginning of their time, as well as in the end! The Lord grant that many of you may be found among them. Oh, seek the Lord early! Seek Him while He may be found! And now, dear children, it is time for me to leave off and let you go. Perhaps I shall never see you all together again in this world. Indeed, I am almost sure I shall not. But we shall all meet at the last day. I do hope you will think of what I have told you about Jesus Christ and your souls. Remember, I want you all to be happy children, and in order to be happy, you must love Jesus Christ. This is the end of The Two Bears and Other Addresses to Children by J.C. Ryle.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's E-D-M-O-N-T-O-N, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, "which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart," from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, "God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, 'I have not commanded them,' whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle was adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew."